All right. Which brings us to Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
Good morning,
joins us on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline.
Do you have an analogy?
Another broadcast.
Joe?
What?
You have an analogy?
I thought the Carl Demon was pretty good. I like that. Very topical. You know, it's timely. It was good.
Well, Joe, several things to talk about relating to Vanderbilt and not just football. Chris Nixon was able to get in a little bit of work in practice yesterday. Any update on him?
Yeah, he did. It was limited, though. He did not take the majority of the snaps McKenzie Adams did. I think we'll know more again today. You know, I think they wanted to get him out there, work him a little bit. They had gotten him on the field Monday, which you know you can do if it's a medical issue, and looked at him a little bit. So they were able to get him out there yesterday. They'll see how he feels today, and if he feels fine, they'll probably extend his work a little bit. But I don't really think we're going to know whether or not he is going to be the starting quarterback this week until late in the week, if we even know by Saturday.
On the basketball front, Derek Byers has his first NBA contract with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's going to make the rookie minimum, $427,000 or somewhere around there.
Right.
And then it's guaranteed if he's on the roster on December 1st.
And I think he's got a pretty good chance to be on the roster. Actually, they made a move, the 76ers did, made a trade with Denver that moved Stephen Hunter and Bobby Jones out of there. And I think maybe helps open up even one more spot for Derek. So I think he's got a good chance to make that squad. They like him. He fits their style and their need. And if his work ethic is any indication, he certainly has that. I think he's got a good chance to make that roster.
Joe, have you been keeping up with Jensen Lewis as Cleveland gets closer to making the playoffs? Looks
you know,
like he's
headed
for some appearances in the postseason.
Yeah, that would be great. I haven't paid a lot of attention to that down the stretch, but you know, he's hung with the club quite a while, and he's a guy. You guys have been around him. You talk about a great guy in the clubhouse. I mean, he is exactly. He keeps everything loose. He doesn't take anything too seriously, except when it's time to play. And he's great to have around, and he's turned into a pretty good relief pitcher for them. And I think he has a chance to stay with them quite a while. We may have quite a Cleveland connection up there.
Joe, one more thing we should mention about football. There is some of the money from the tickets on Saturday is going to benefit the Monroe Carroll Children's Hospital.
Right.
I know Kix Brooks is involved in that. I want to have you talk for a second about, you know, kind of what's going on with that as we get closer to the Ole Miss game on Saturday night.
Basically, Kevin, half the ticket proceeds from single game tickets for that game will go to the Monroe Carroll Children's Hospital. Primarily the cancer research area, but it's a great cause, and we've spent some time over there. Kix Brooks has done just a magnificent job in helping to promote this and be a big part of this. It's very important to him, and I know that some emails have been sent out. I forwarded one to several people as well that they're asking people to maybe consider purchasing tickets and then donating those tickets back, so that parents and families that are at the hospital can have the opportunity to attend the game themselves. And a lot of folks have taken that apparently to heart. It's a wonderful idea. And you can go to vucommodores.com and get more information on that. But it's a great cause and a great charity.
Is Kix going to be out there with his coach's shirt and cowboy hat like we've seen him in the commercials?
I would imagine so. I think so. And you know, he's done a lot of appearances around in regard to this. He's really worked a busy schedule trying to promote this, and he's been a very big part of it.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it as always. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.